Hello everyone, welcome to another Experiencing Geologic.
Hello my beautiful, my wonderful, and my loyal listeners. Welcome to another episode of Experiencing Geologic. I'm your lovely host, Geologic, and this is episode 212. I want to compare necessities versus priorities. A necessity and a priority are not the same thing. Just because you prioritize something does not mean that it is a necessity. Yeah, this is perfect. This is right on brand for Geologic. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to my long time friend, Don, Big Don, Donovan Wheaton. He goes by MLBG, Big Don. On Instagram, he is EMC_BigDon, Big Don, my Capricorn brother. This is just my guy. This is my get money nigga for sure. And we were having a conversation actually on Mother's Day, and we were talking about a necessity is not a priority. You can prioritize different things in your life. Does that take the precedence over your bills? Your gas bill needs to be paid, your electricity bill, your water bill, having gas in your car, your Wi-Fi, your rent. All of those things are necessities first and foremost. And you have to make sure that your necessities in life are taken care of. Sometimes we're spoiled, right? And we think that we can take care of the necessities and take care of what we prioritize. But honestly, that's just when you're spoiled and living life great, right? Every month, every year is an up year. Sometimes you have to reflect, evaluate, think, step in the mirror and say, wow, this month I can't prioritize my mental health. I can't prioritize my looks. I can't prioritize my dog. I have to just take care of the necessities. Your basic needs have to be met first and foremost. And I want to let you all know what the Merriam-Webster definitions for a necessity is and for what a priority is. A necessity is the fact of being required or indispensable. It is an essential requirement. Whereas a priority is the condition of being treated as more important, superiority in rank. Whew, let me say that one for the priority again. The condition of being treated as more important. The condition of being treated as more important. It doesn't really mean it is what it is. I didn't hear fact in that definition. I only heard fact in the definition of a necessity. In this world, and especially in the time that we are living in, sometimes you have to do things that you do not want to do. It may disgust you. It may make you upset. It might affect your mental health a little bit. But unfortunately, it might have to get done. And this is an easy podcast for me to make since I am an earth sign, since I am a Capricorn, since I am very grounded. I'm not really fluid. I'm realistic. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do. I hate paying AT&T for my internet. And what I hate even more is paying TXU Energy, because they're already adding on fucking $15 of bullshit every single month that doesn't even make sense. And then they have these fake ass commercials where people are happy and shit. Stop the cap. Stop the fucking cap, bro. But it's a necessity. I don't prioritize paying bills. It's not a priority the way that I might prioritize brushing my teeth. I might prioritize looking cute every time I walk out. I might prioritize taking a shower and wearing a cute outfit, having my eyebrows done, having different makeup selections, having different shoe selections. So for me, this podcast is about, look, at the end of the day, the bills gotta get paid. There might be a time where you have to wear your hair for longer than you want. Your eyebrows might have to get a little bit bushy and looking crazy before you can get them threaded, right? You have to realize a necessity is something that is an essential requirement. It has to get done. So you need to make sure that everything you're doing in your life covers your necessities. having things prioritized in your life is a plus. It's a bonus. It's supplementary. Make sure you're taking care of the necessities first. Make sure you're not over prioritizing the things that are just bonuses. Spa days, taking your dog to the groomer, getting your nails done, even getting a sugar Brazilian wax, waxing your armpits. What else? I'm trying to think, like, I'm an over shopper. Under my sink, I have way too many cleaning supplies. You would think that I have a 5-bedroom household. I'm gonna shop for Kobe until the world goes dark. That's not a necessity. My dog having 40 different toys at my home and my mom's house, it shouldn't be a priority. My dog going to Wolfgang Bakery to get a grooming, that is not a necessity. I prioritize Kobe's health. I prioritize how he smells. But sometimes you might have to take that water hose out, buy some little Burt's Bees shampoo, maybe even get the little Aussie shampoo for $2.50, $3. You remember Aussie shampoo? Used to be like $2. Moral of my story is I might have to cut some things out. If I can't afford it and it's not a necessity, and maybe it's a month where things are tight, you can't put everything in the same boat. Everything is not equal, unfortunately. You got to consider the urgency and you have to consider the importance. Something can be important, but it's not urgent. Something can be very, very urgent, but it's not important. So a good example of that would be my dog stinks. Can't take it anymore. Let's say he got in mud. That's urgent, but it's not important that I clean him. So something like that, if it's very, very urgent and I need to take care of it because he's leaving mud tracks everywhere, he's stinking up the house, he's stinking up my car, okay, at that point, I'm gonna just wipe him down with a washcloth, or I'm gonna wipe him down with some wet wipes, or I'm gonna take him to my mom's house, get the water hose, and put some soap on it, right? It's urgent that he smells better because it's affecting my household, but it's not important that I drop everything and get him grooming appointment. Some things are both urgent and important. So that would be like, I forgot to pay TXU, CenterPoint Energy, whatever they are. Yeah, if I don't have AC or whatever they do, I don't even understand what I'm even paying them to do. I don't even understand what energy really is. I can't live in Houston, Texas without my AC. So that's urgent and it's important. It's important that I have air conditioning for my dog and myself. And then it's urgent, can't go any longer. Urgent means has to be taken care of immediately. One is something you have to have by any means necessary. You may not value something, you may not love it, you may not respect it, yet it has to get done. So that's like for people that don't want to work. You have to work something because your bills have to get paid. If you don't have a sugar daddy, if your parents aren't helping, if you don't have a family member that is supporting you, even though you don't want to work, maybe something happened to you bad in the past in the workplace. Maybe you just have this thought of yourself to be a stay-at-home wife. But at the end of the day, you got to find some type of work. Maybe it'll be OnlyFans. Maybe it'll be the strip club. Maybe it's Dollar General or McDonald's. But by any means necessary, your bills have to get paid. You have to have gas in your car, electricity, Wi-Fi, or a phone bill. It has to get paid. We cannot prioritize getting our hair done or having the newest stuff off of Amazon. We cannot prioritize that over taking care of our necessities. That shit right there is just hitting home because I think right now people are mixing both. No, you can't. Sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too. I prioritize looking cute. I prioritize smelling good. And I prioritize having a clean home. But as a necessity, I want to make sure I'm not late on any of my bills. I want to make sure that I'm not late on any of my credit card payments. I want to make sure that at all times I have at least, 100 miles in my gas tank. My dog has to have food. That's a necessity. But he doesn't have to have all these toys. He doesn't have to have CBD treats. He doesn't have to have carrots for treats. He doesn't have to have all these clothes that he has. So if my bills are not paid and my gas tank is on E, and my credit cards have now all been closed for lack of payments in general, and let's say delinquencies, how can I prioritize getting my nails done and taking my dog to the groomer if I can't even get there? If the lights are off in my apartment, I can't even see to get dressed. I can't even see to do my makeup. I think your feelings and your wants and things that are emotionally tied to you, those are priorities. Those are things you've prioritized. But necessities, 8 times out of 10, those are the things you don't want to do. Those are the things you hate doing. Those are the bills you hate to pay. Those are the things that just have to be done. I hate buying my dog's dog food. It disgusts me. I hate paying my P.O. Box bill every 3 or 6 months. But that's a necessity. I have to have my P.O. Box to authenticate that I am a business owner. I have to charge my MacBook. I have to charge my phone. Do I treat it as a priority? No. Will I let them die? Yes. But I know that I still have to charge it at some point in time. I have to find a charger. Or if I don't have any chargers at all, I have to buy a new charger for my phone and my MacBook. So yeah, nice quick episode. I think that that's some real good game. I've never looked at it like that. The way that Big Don told me about, hey, things are either a necessity or a priority. But regardless, the necessities have to get taken care of. Wow, I was like, that's excellent. So let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully I made some good synonyms, some good comparisons. And yeah, necessities versus priorities. That's some real geologic. I will talk to you all on the next episode. Mwah.